My first guest of the day is on the line. It is Sesetu Kholomisa, and we're going to be talking about the Apartheid Museum and a particular exhibition, the Grave Injustice Exhibition. Sesetu, thank you for joining us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you so much for having me, and greetings to your listeners.
Talk to me about the Grave Injustice Exhibition. What is it, and what point are we trying to put across?
Of course. So this exhibition is in partnership between the Apartheid Museum and the Foundation for Human Rights, and it speaks to the unfinished business of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. It essentially traces the conception or the establishment of the TRC up until January 25, 2025 this year, where 25 families of apartheid era victims filed a lawsuit against the South African government seeking constitutional damages for its failure to pursue justice after the TRC ended in 2003. We're looking into the political delays, political interference that have caused delays in the investigation and prosecution of TRC crimes in a very aesthetically pleasing way.
Can you give me some examples of that? I think people have, we lived in it, it was very live, but it was a long time ago, and there are a whole lot of new people who I think who just unaware of what the TRC was out to do, when amnesty was granted, and when it was supposed to do something else. So maybe just set up the background.
Of course, no problem. So the TRC was set to, you know, help us transition from our violent past of the apartheid regime. Mm-hmm. And it was premised on one victims of human rights violations coming forward and sharing their stories, and on the other hand, perpetrators of politically motivated crimes fully disclosing the crimes they committed in exchange for amnesty. And it was promised that if perpetrators didn't receive amnesty or never applied for it, then their cases would be taken to the National Prosecuting Authority, and they would be subject to investigation and prosecution for their crimes. And unfortunately, post the TRC, virtually none of these cases where amnesty was denied were actually investigated or prosecuted. And so the foundation works with a number of families whose loved ones were either killed, disappeared, or survivors that were violated and were crimes of apartheid crimes. Were victims of apartheid crimes but never saw any justice. And so the Apartheid Museum has given us a beautiful timeline where people who visit the exhibition will see from 1996, the establishment of the TRC, up until 2025, where this litigation has been brought against the government.
You mentioned political reluctance. I'm just surprised. Why would there be political reluctance? Surely it's in the interests of the government to be seen to be prosecuting those who haven't requested amnesty.
I think that's what we all hoped, and that's what we all thought would be the case. And it's a very reasonable expectation. But unfortunately, what we've seen is a number of political interferences from senior officials. And the reason we've asked for a commission of inquiry, which has been set up by President Cyril Ramaphosa in May 2025, is to really get answers as to why there were delays, why there's been interference, and who exactly is behind it.
Absolutely fascinating. So tell me, if I were to arrive at the museum tomorrow, what would I actually be seeing? What kind of exhibits are on display?
Okay, so if you come to the museum, you'll see incredible visuals, video archives, family interviews for those that have been affected by these delays and this obstruction of justice, a timeline of key events, artworks by Lusanda Ndita, who is a contemporary South African artist. And, you know, all these elements together show us a very heartbreaking story of the grave injustice of the unfinished business of the TRC, the promises made by our government, and how they've affected families and survivors of apartheid crimes, and the fact that they haven't been fulfilled.
So Sesetu, it seems like such a lost opportunity to me, because I remember at the time we were examples to the world as to how to put together systems and mechanisms to get people to talk to each other and to move on past difficult pasts. I remember Rwanda, the genocide happened afterwards, and there was all this looking to South Africa as to what did we do and how did we cope with it. But we've shot ourselves in the foot, haven't we, by not completing this process?
I agree completely. And, you know, one of the promises that the TRC stressed was that amnesty shouldn't be seen as promoting impunity. And unfortunately, what we see in South Africa is a culture of impunity, not just in TRC cases, but across the board.
Talk to me about your Foundation of Human Rights and its contribution to this particular endeavor.
Of course. So the Foundation for Human Rights is an NGO based in Bramfontein, Johannesburg, and we support families and survivors of apartheid-era victims with their litigation, whether it's pursuing prosecutions against living perpetrators or, you know, inquests whereby perpetrators have passed away and there's no longer anyone to go after criminally, but for giving a place or a platform for families and survivors to share what happened to them. And, you know, to find some answers as to who is behind the human rights violations they experienced. And so we support litigation in the form of prosecutions and inquests and also memorialization efforts such as this apartheid museum exhibition.
So, Seto, are you finding that South Africans don't have an appetite for this? Do you think they just want to put the past behind them and move on? Are you battling that at all, or are you finding that there's support for the stance that you're taking in terms of justice being seen to be done?
I think it's a bit of both. When we speak with the youth, there is an appetite to understand what the TRC was, and also drawing the lines between past human rights violations and the contemporary issues that we face, and, you know, not divorcing our past from our present, but really seeing the continuity of violations taking different forms. But sometimes there are some comments as to why we're focusing on cases that took place maybe even 50 years ago. But my response to that usually is everyone deserves the right to know what happened to their loved ones. Everyone has the right to find closure. And so that's what we're facilitating.
Seto Holomisa of the Foundation for Human Rights and working with the Grave Injustice exhibition at the Apartheid Museum. Thanks for talking to us this afternoon on this very important issue. And it sounds like it should be an exhibit which we should all see. My goodness me, it's our history. We lived it. We absolutely experienced it. So, makes a whole bunch of sense.